This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning on Monday, the 11th of April. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. Parliament is convening in a special sitting today to table and debate a bill that will amend Article 10 of the Federal Constitution. According to the Prime Minister, these amendments are necessary to ensure that any anti-party hopping law that's introduced does not contradict the Federal Constitution. He also mentioned that government MPs are in support of this constitutional amendment and that previous indications from the opposition also showed support for this.
As Article 10 of the Constitution enshrines freedom of speech, assembly and association, this new bill will regulate freedom of association in regard to party membership. Concerns are that the proposed amendments do not specifically target party hopping, and the wide-ranging powers would open the door for potential abuse in disqualifying MPs.
So NGOs, several MPs and law reform groups are asking for a better review on this issue because generally there are two remedies practiced by governments to kill political frogs. Firstly is the well-known anti-hopping bill, which would disqualify any MP who switched parties or was sacked from their party. And the second would be to have recall elections, which gives the right to fire politicians back to the voters. Now, what is the best for parliamentary democracy and political stability in Malaysia, though?
So for some answers, we speak to Danish Prakash Chako, director at Tindak Malaysia. Tindak Malaysia is a Malaysian movement dedicated towards education, empowerment and mobilization for electoral reform. Danish, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, I think Shaoning mentioned that there are these two options on the table, the traditional anti-hopping law as well as the recall election proposal. Maybe you could talk us through the key differences between the two and where you stand on this discussion.
So when it comes to this sort of comparison, we must understand that what is behind the comparison is about the variance of it. But before we jump into it, I will just briefly explain the anti-party hopping law, the both pros and cons, and then briefly on also the recall. So anti-party hopping law is specific for one purpose. It's to serve as a form of deterrence to those who are intending to hop. Because the idea is not to stop someone to hop, but basically is to make them think twice. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, depending on the variation, again, I would like to emphasize, depending on the variation, if an MP were to willfully jump to another party or become independent, or let's say independent becomes a party affiliated, you know, some instances expulsion, some instances not following the party order, then that MP has to vacate his or her seat and immediately a by-election is called. Mm. So if you ask me, if you talk of a limited anti-party hopping law, which Tindak Malaysia advocates, it focuses on the main plague in our country, that is willful jumping of the MPs, particularly from those who are from the party to becoming independents or to switch other parties. I want to emphasize political parties, not coalition. So anti-party hopping law's main pro would be immediate deterrence of any form of illegal formation of illegal governments. So because the impact is immediate. Okay, now, what would be potential cons? Of course, you need to clearly define what is a political party. And some would argue if you want anti-party hopping law to be very effective, you need to include expulsion. But if you do so, then you pretty much replace the issue of party hopping with rubber stamp parliaments because you overpower party leaders. And I will be upfront, it is quite inflexible in comparison to complex party movements such as party deregistration, party mergers, party switching coalitions like what happened Bersatu did during Sheraton move. That's anti-party hopping law. Now let's talk about recall elections. Okay, recall election is an instrument of a direct democracy to allow the voters to decide whether they want to keep or sack the incumbent. Okay, and of which, you know, you can either be very restricted saying that I only want to tackle for party hopping or poor attendance, or that's restricted. Or you can have what most of the countries in the world, I believe, this is what's called unrestricted. Let the voters decide whether they want to keep or sack the incumbent on the grounds that they want to determine. Okay, so in that way, it is on the full, if you go for the full intent of recall, it's actually very flexible. So you can see it also can also cover complex party movements. You know, anti-party hopping law can't really be used for party switching coalition. And this is where the flexibility of recall can come and compensate it or complement it. It also empowers the voters, as mentioned before. What is the cons? See, when some of us would like to argue recall elections as the best deterrence, they might forget or might not realize that is very slow on penalizing defections, because recall is multiple stages. So that multiple stages we have to respect, because that's recall is basically is asking the voters, are you sure you want to sack? But it is good for if you want to tackle unpopularity. But by itself, it is it can't stop Sheraton move. Okay? Then people say there's potential abuses, but I believe that can be rectified based on the thresholds and the stages. And finally, if you put a restricted recall version of elections, you really need to put a lot of definitions.
The tabling of the anti-hopping bill has been postponed to enable amendments to Article 10 of the Federal Constitution. What are the dangers of this move?
So first of all, we must understand what Article 10 is about. Okay, the first part talks about citizens to form association. Okay, one group of the citizens refers to legislators. Okay, so they have the freedom to associate, to disassociate. What is a form of association? A political party. Okay. So this is where the Kelantan anti-party hopping law that was created was inevitably was creating a restriction to that freedom of association. As a matter of fact, this month, actually a Sunday ago, was the 30th anniversary of that verdict that invalidated the Kelantan anti-party hopping law. So then, at the same time, 10.2c allows the parliament to enforce restrictions that's necessary, particularly to tackle about this freedom of association, in a way that you had to due to security reasons or public order or morality. Okay, so you can maybe you can argue anti-party hopping, party hopping is a form of threat to public order. Okay, what is the concern about this proposed amendment of Article 10? Okay. Yes, it paves the way to lay the grounds for restriction for freedom of association. But Barry, my freedom of association is more than just party movements. It could be more than that. Maybe it would restrict someone even joining a party in the beginning. Who knows, right? Even before we're talking about elections. Because it's broad-based, it doesn't clearly define. This is where the problem is. Yes, a constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds. But when it comes to passing federal laws to restrict freedom of association, what I understood, you just need a simple majority. So whoever is an incumbent can find ways to stifle democracy in that way. And this amendment fundamentally does not address the issue of the party movements or party hopping.
I want to rewind a little bit and maybe get your point of view in terms of what your preference is or what Tindak Malaysia's preference is. Because we've got recall elections bill, anti-hopping bill, I mean the two possibilities. What's the best way forward for Malaysia?
Okay, Tindak Malaysia has put up a stand, and I think now some organisations are coming to this view. We are proposing a hybrid. Basically, we want to adopt what we call a limited anti-party hopping law, which we espoused for many years, because that focuses on the main plague, willful jumping of MPs from one party to independent or party to party. Okay, if you want to add an additional one by some other groups, independent to parties, we also will accept that. Okay, but that is just one part. Then this is where we put a recall election and let the voters decide on the grounds to sack the incumbent, whether it's party hopping, whether it's incompetence, whether it's scandalous. Why we are taking both is because we saw the pros and the cons, as I explained before. And we are going against the arguments of anti-party hopping law advocates. We are going against the arguments of the recall election advocates. Because we can see if we take both solutions as a complementary measures of deterrence, it effectively manages all form of party movements from willful jumping to party deregistrations to parties to switching coalition. And that minimizes the cons, for example, recall is taking too long, or the cons of expulsion causing problems or overpowering party leaders. And why we are putting this solution is because we find that debate between recall and anti-party hopping law, it's not helping the country. It should be brought forth together, because the whole party hopping has already exposed the dysfunctionality of our representative democracy. That is why the recall comes into play. So we want both solutions. But now we can see the angle is more towards anti-party hopping law. So if we go with that angle, then Tinda Malaysia said, let's focus on the limited version. Let's not trade party hopping with rubber stamping of parliament. Remove the expulsion clause. We have made it very clear for many years. Even I have approached YBs recently. So I asked, why do you need the expulsion clause? Put that aside. That is not the issue we are facing here today in Malaysia.
Danish, thank you very much for speaking with us on this. That was Danish Prakash Chacko, director of Tindak Malaysia, talking to us, walking through some of the concerns that different stakeholders have about these proposed amendments to the federal constitution, and also putting forth a proposal on the best way forward. Tindak Malaysia is advocating for a hybrid law that can address both the traditional anti-party hopping stance, as well as a recall election mechanism that many NGOs have been calling for.
Yeah, and this is a discussion that we've had many times on BFM. I just had a conversation with Datuk Sri Azalina, MP for Pengerang, who prefers a recall bill versus an anti-hopping bill. You can listen to that Breakfast Grill on our app or on website. And you two have had different conversations with regards to this, haven't you, Shazana?
Absolutely. I did speak to Dr. Wong Chin Huat, the political scientist, and Wong Chen, MP for Subang, on this a couple weeks back. We will definitely no doubt have more conversations moving forward. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.